You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Eleanor Gray Show with Eleanor Gray.
Eleanor Gray.
Live from gracedestiny.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Eleanor Gray Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello. Hi there, everybody. Welcome, welcome to my show. I'm Eleanor Grace. I'm a psychic medium based in London in the UK, just across the pond from the USA, but a long, long way from Canada, even further away from you guys in Australia. But we are near to Europe. So welcome, everybody, to my show. Now, on my Eleanor Grace show, I will be demonstrating a little bit of mediumship and also cards. We use psychic cards, and we also use, here's the tarot here. These are my teaching cards. So these are quite cool. This is what I'm going to use today so that you can see all of the cards nice and bright and clear. Now, we also have a candle here. This is really fabulous for connecting through to spirit. And I do this in my mediumship readings because we want to cross over that veil that is there. We want to get as many connections through to spirit as we can during our live shows. So I'm hoping that you're all ready to accept some spirit messages or psychic predictions, really, about your future, about everything that is ahead. That's really important for you. All of the factors that are making a difference to you, they will be looked at during my cards. And also, don't forget my crystal ball. I love to use this. This is for those wonderful cosmic orders that we do to make a wish for you and really to focus and home into your deepest desires. What are they? What is it that you are really wanting to see happen in your immediate future, perhaps in your relationship? All of those factors, I use the crystal ball as well as cards, as well as the candle. And we use the candle so that it's a safe space, so that we've got a lovely space to work in, and that we can feel, all of us, as though everything is perfect for that psychic connection. Did you know that we are all psychic? We've all got intuition. We've all got the ability to really focus onto our future. But right now, I'm going to Jay in Stone Mountain in Georgia. Hello, Jay. Hi. Welcome to my show. You're through to Eleanor Grace on Moonstruck TV and A1R Psychic Radio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Great. Thank you for having me or accepting my call. I appreciate it.
That's my pleasure. Let's have a look at you, Jay. So what I am feeling with you straight away is that I know that we've got an address here as a mountain, but I'm going immediately to a mountain because I feel that that's what you have got to climb, or at least that is what you are feeling in your life, that everything has been recent months, really quite difficult, many obstacles. However, what I will say to you is that you have overcome most of them. Now, I'm taking you the Hermit card here. This is a card that's in the tarot. It's one of wisdom, isolation, perhaps a bit of reflection as well, which you are needing to have because you're making a very solid reconnection with an important person. That is a lady that I've got here who is by your side. I'm feeling that she's there. Have you lost somebody in spirit, though? Because there's two elements to this. One, I've got a soul in spirit who's with me, who's come into my spirit room here today. Secondly, there's a reconnection with somebody that's been very important to you in your past that perhaps now you've lost touch with, or you want to have a conversation with that just seems to be making more sense to you. Do you understand that? Is that correct? Is that where you're at here, Jay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So two elements then. We've got the soul in spirit, this lady. Is this your mother or grandmother that's passed? Because it's the maternal line that I'm seeing.
Yes, I had a mother that passed away and a wife that passed away.
Your wife, okay. So was that recently, fairly recently, with your wife in particular? Because there's a connection, you see, and these two ladies are here, and I feel that they're together, they're almost, you know, wanting to grab a hold of you and say, look, Jay, you know, don't be sad. Please, please don't be sad. Do you have a son? Mm-hmm. I've got a boy.
Yes, I do.
Yeah? Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Very close to him. And he needs all of your love, support, friendship, companionship, everything that you can give him. And you do in abundance, don't you? I mean, you really do.
Yes.
I feel he's lovely. What a wonderful, wonderful person you are, and how you are making him feel, because you're both traumatized, really. And that's hard to overcome. It, you know, sometimes it can take a lifetime. I don't think it will do for you, Jay, but I do feel that maybe that boulder that I'm trying to push up this mountain, because there's a mountain to climb for you, is just that little bit of a touch too far. Sometimes I think that has been really, really awkward. What is the month of May to you, the springtime month of May? Is that an important month?
Not that anything like it jogs my mind instantly when you say it.
Okay. Maybe this is going to be your breakthrough next spring then, because if it doesn't mean anything to you today, if it's not an important celebration or birthday month or anything like that, then this is what's coming in. So next May, major turning point for you. You've literally got the World card here in the Wheel of Fortune. So everything is turning around for you in a way that you just won't expect. I mean, you just really won't be expecting the leveling up of abundance and the opportunity that you really have to, I think, make a difference in your life. Now, also, Jay, do you work for yourself? Do you have a business activity?
I do.
Yeah. It's really quite abundant because you're putting everything into it at the moment. And what I want to give you around your business is this card. It's the one of the Magician. So you're pulling a rabbit out of a hat. I mean, you're really doing something unusual, unexpected as well. And this is that little bit of a Midas touch. It's that magic touch that you have. And you are pushing towards a breakthrough. Maybe this is May 27. This is when you've got the Magician and also the Wheel of Fortune. So that's a time that any risks that you may be taking today, right now, that's when it's going to come to fruition. So that's when you're likely to see all of your hard work, you know, really bear fruit. Is there farming around you? Are there lots of fields with animals and farming here?
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I actually want to go and get some land. I have a breed Siberian Husky, so it's my goal to kind of get some land so they'll have enough land to run around, kind of pursue that. So that's interesting.
You're going to get it. I mean, it's not a miracle. It really isn't. It's not magic. It's there for you. It's in your future. I've seen it. I've said it to you. And I've also said May next year. So try and gather resources together. Now, by resources, I don't mean money. I mean people. really great contacts, good people, because it's those people that you are going to be able to influence and to persuade a little bit as well, and to say, look, come and join me. Come and join me on this journey. You know, I want to take you with me. I want to travel along this path. It's a great idea that you have. So trying to get the land, you know, try and think about it differently, Jay. You know, it's not saving up to get something in order for you to get there. I don't want you to do that. I want you instead to think, okay, who can I borrow that off? Who can give me that money? Who can facilitate my dream? Who can help me with that journey quicker? It's a long time it takes to gather all the resources together, but there's an awful lot that you can do right now in this way, the Wheel of Fortune, which I'm showing to you here, and then the Magician, this Mr. Magic Man, who is going to be able to provide that. And it's not difficult, but maybe you just have to ask rather than be too independent and want to do it all yourself. However, in saying all of that and connecting to you with your loved ones in spirit too, who are sending so much abundance and love to you, by the way, amazed that they're able to talk to you, amazed that you are there and your boy as well. But there's a girl here, there's another lady here that you need to speak to, and you perhaps need to not apologize to, because I don't think it is apology. I think this is more meeting on the same terms, saying something that makes sense, that sort of really allows you to say what you think and what you feel. Is this somebody that is waiting for a connection from you?
That's a good question. I don't know. I kind of have intuition that there is, but I don't have concrete evidence to support that, actually. But I feel that may be the case, you know, so.
Do you feel very reticent? Do you feel as though you just want to hold back because you don't want to make a fool of yourself, or you don't want to be inappropriate and say the wrong thing at the wrong time? What is it that you're actually feeling here?
Probably misunderstood a lot. I think that's one of the biggest things, trying to explain oneself, and it's still not come out the way in which it is intended.
Yeah. So it's all backwards. It's all, you know, not in the correct order. Yeah. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, reach out, because she's waiting to hear from you. I can feel it. It's sort of tension in the air. And even if it is just, you know, hey, put a photo up of yourself on social media, just, you know, big smiley face. Hey, how are you? Just something that makes that connection. That's all you need to do. The rest is all going to unravel, and you don't need permission to be happy, you know, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Take that on board, because your wife, your mum, souls in spirit, what they want more than anything for you is for you to be happy. So try and think like that, like you thought when you were 20 years younger. Maybe think like that, you know, try and take things on a roll and say, okay, I'm not going to spend the rest of my life wondering what if. I'm going to make that plan to get that money, to get that land, to influence people, to get my dream, to make it come true for my boy. Do you have a girl as well? Is there a daughter too?
No.
All
not
right.
That I am aware of, no.
Good. Is this lady, does she have a daughter? Is there a daughter there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There is.
So I want to connect the two of you together, because I think that's the whole family. So that's what I see. So I'm going to leave that with you to deliberate on this psychic connection. And do come back to me. Let me know. You can find me on TikTok, Eleanor Grace Destiny. You'll find me there. And on Instagram too. And maybe message me. Let me know how you've got on. And I'll always message you back. I do with everybody. So I'm wishing you all the best in the whole world, you and your son. You deserve it. You deserve peace and happiness and a buoyant future. And I think that's what you've got. So bless you, bless you. And lovely to speak to you today. Thank you, Jay.
So much.
That's my pleasure, my pleasure. So I'm going to my next caller now, who is Diane. Hello, Diane. You're in Guildford in Surrey, I believe. Hello, welcome.
Right. Yeah.
Hello, hi, how are you? You're not too far away from me. In fact, tomorrow evening, I'm going to be in Camberley in Surrey, so that's just sort of up the road, really, isn't it? So, we've got an event there, me and my colleagues, some of my other mediums in my team. We're doing an event at a psychic night, and that's in Camberley in Surrey. So pop along and say hello if you can. Now, Diane, I'm connecting through to you with, I think, something that's very pleasurable. You've got an amazing chance to, I think, make the most of your opportunities. This is coming up. It involves this card. It's the card of the Emperor. Now, the Emperor always will be a father figure, or an older man, somebody who you can relate to as a person that you need to speak to, or you need to have some conversation with. Sometimes it's not a father, sometimes it's an older boss or somebody in the family, maybe an in-law, but it's a male that I have here who wants to speak to you. Do you understand that, first of all, Diane?
Yes, I think so.
Who is that to you? Who is it?
Well, may I ask if it's somebody still alive or departed?
I think it's a man that has just passed. I don't feel that he's here because, you know, here physically, because I've got him coming into my spirit room here and wanting to make that connection today. I think he's been waiting a while and he's gone very high. So it must have been a recent passing because he's sort of come down very quickly. So he's gone up into the heavens, the ether, wherever we go, the universe, and he's come down very quickly. Diane, I feel that he was so sort of disappointed. I want to say that because I feel that there's been such a lot of upset. But I'm going to my neck here, my glands in particular, around my neck. Was that an area that was difficult for him? Could he not speak very much at all?
No, he couldn't in the end.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry with that. There's another D here, but it's not him. There's somebody, David, that is in spirit, but it's not him. I think he's more likely to be an M name, like a Mick or a Nick. Who is that? Do you know that name? David?
No, but David was my husband.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, David is here. That's who I wanted, because it's D and D, David and Diane. That's what I wanted together.
Yeah.
And the two D's were always important. I think you always laughed about it. Did you also have a dog called with a D name as well, like Dean or Diva or something?
No.
There's a dog
called Jack.
Is it your dog
called Jack?
Is he in spirit too?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he's there. I think he's with David. So you don't know a Michael or a Mick or Nick, no?
Yes, I do. I do know a Michael. He was my cousin.
And he's also passed into spirit.
Yes, he has.
So you've got Michael and you've got David and the dog Jack. They're all here.
And the yeah.
It was the males that came in. Now, the message here is something to do with your leg. There's a poorly leg that you've got. I mean, is there a cut, something that's gone a bit septic, something that you've really got to watch out for? What's happening with your leg here, Diane?
I've had a lot of trouble with my legs.
Okay.
And I had a few falls. And my legs are still not quite right now.
Okay, because both of these characters here, souls and spirit, are telling me they want to rub your legs and make them better. So you will be better, and you've got to think like that and sort of put some blue healing light around you. I don't know what that is, but it's like an ultraviolet light. So ask a doctor or somebody, but something about a blue light that can help. Maybe it's treatment, some sort of treatment on your legs. So you will be getting a bit more support and a bit more help, I think, that's here. Now, your mobility, I think, have you got people coming to help you as well, Diane? And do you have somebody, Jean, around you? Is there a friend or a mate or a family member? Jean or June?
No, not a Jean. And I have a physiotherapist coming to help me with my legs.
Good. She's not called Jean, is she? Just watch out for her.
No, because she's not called Jean.
Well, you're going to have to watch out for Jean, because she's a person. She's not in spirit. She's somebody that is going to help you. Maybe it's a carer that's coming, maybe somebody to bring you some good news, a bit of a bright spot on the horizon. That's what you have here. I know that you're trying to get a little bit of a break, a holiday. Perhaps even some sea air, or you're thinking about this sea air or dreaming about this sea air, because there's a lack of salt that I think is around you. So just be aware of that. Try and get a little bit more salt. Do you feel dizzy at all?
No, but I had been in the past.
Okay, maybe... Just there again, just maybe have, you know, I know it's hard, isn't it, with diet, because we always fancy what we fancy, but I think that you're going to have to get a little bit more balanced here in everything. There's lots of green vegetables I can see here, and you don't like them, do you? Is that true?
No, well, I don't like all of them, no.
Okay, right, well... Here we have, Diane, a very powerful, positive message from your husband, David, who's passed. He really wants to help you with your legs. He really wants to understand that, for you to understand that he's okay, he's all right. You know, it's happened, nothing he can do about it, but he's helping you. And I feel that's really important. There seems to be an allowance or some more money coming to you. So make any claim that you can, because I feel that it's there. But I've got more money in the coffers, savings, putting things away, making plans over finances too. So you will do that. And that's going to give you a bit more of a boost here in your life and sort of make you count your money, make an investment as well. You're good at it, you know. You know how to make money in your life. I think you've done well financially, and you're very clever with those pennies. You put things away and make ends meet really carefully, really well. So there's a good amount of prosperity that is now behind you, and you're going to enjoy that. And I want you to spend some money, because I feel that that's what you're husband is saying to you, yeah, just spend it. Don't worry too much. Do you have a granddaughter?
Yes, I have three.
Three? There's one of them that reminds you of you. Which one is that? Is that the middle one?
The eldest one.
Eldest. She's a bit of you, isn't she? She really does have your personality. She looks a bit like you as well. And I feel that that is so important, that you have that sense of amazing connection between the two families. So you cross over here. You cross over the gene pool to bring you the most excellent selection. So you will be really sort of pleasing yourself. I think she's doing really well in her life, this eldest granddaughter. I think they all will, but this one in particular. And you'll be wanting to make some special arrangements for her. And you'll want her to be, I think, following a lot more in your footsteps because she's so similar. But blessings to you.
Yeah, we are quite like.
Yeah, blessings to you, Diane. And
can
don't
I
be
ask you something? Sorry,
because we're interrupting. Oh, it's all right. Go on.
Will I be with my husband again when I go?
Yes, you will. He's waiting for you. You will. Yeah, he's waiting
for you.
Open arms and a big kiss and a big hug. Because you loved each other so much. And it's been a pleasure to connect him to you, you to him today. So I'm going to wish you all the best here. And I hope your legs get better soon. And come and see me if you can. Join on to the socials. So there we are. Thank you for joining me today on my A1R Psychic Radio Show. It goes out all over the world. So come and say hello on my socials. I'll see you same time next week. Bye for now.